It's time for an inside look at the most powerful motorsport on the planet. WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
It's the most exciting sport on earth as far as I'm concerned.
Take a walk through the Nitro pits as we go one-on-one with the stars of drag racing.
Hey, you're with Matt Hagen.
This is Ron Capps, Matt Hagen's personal friend. You're on WFO.
Featuring the NHRA's Alan Reinhardt.
Our events are truly an experience. They're not just a spectator event. They are an experience.
So get in, sit down, and hold on. With host Joe Costello as he goes WFO.
Thanks, brother. Always love being on WFO, baby. Nobody brings it to you better than you, brother.
Now crank it up. It's time to go WFO. Here's your host, Joe Costello.
Hey, everybody. Joe Costello here. WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro, following up the Auto Club Finals and NHRA Awards Banquet. That's right, the ceremony. It was great. It was a great party. I'll tell you all about it. So here's the thing. It's midweek, and there is no way I can allow all this controversy to die down without having my say, without weighing in on it. But at the same time, I want to give the driver guests a couple of days off. Everybody deserves a couple of days off. I deserve a couple of days off, but I want in on this. And so here we are, a standalone Joe Costello My Time edition of WFO Radio NHRA Nitro. Now, I want to go into the whole weekend. I want to talk a little bit about the champions, the race, all that stuff, the fun. But really, I want to dive in on the Steve Torrence, Cam Foray situation, because what I'm seeing is just, bizarre, I guess. I guess it's a little bit bizarre. And I want to try to dissect it. I think what we are seeing from all over the place is some incoherent analysis of what went down. And I want to just give my view and put it on the pile, because everybody's got a view and everyone's got a means with which to disseminate their opinion, put it out there. Now, with Facebook and Twitter, and I've got mine, it's this. It's called a podcast, and it's brought to you by some great sponsors like TotalSeal.com, the leader in ring seal technology. I know what you're thinking. Sponsors, right? One of my great listeners, Steve, of Steve and Leslie's, like, Joe, the sponsors. It's like, that's how we do the show. That's why we do it. These people are great people. If you're building engines and you're not using Total Seal, I think you're making a grave mistake. And we're going to do some Total Seal content as we get closer to PRI very soon. MagicDryUS.com, the official organic absorbent of the NHRA, makes a great Christmas gift. Get your special lady a bag of Magic Dry. See what happens. Get it for the shop. Get it for the house. Get it for your business. MagicDryUS.com. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. I actually helped a guy out at the racetrack. His wife was thinking about what to get him. I said, you need to get him the Frank Hawley. Frank Hawley's Dragster Adventure is what you need to do. Go to FrankHawley.com. And Marvin Rodak. Marvin's going to be getting a call real soon. I want to get ahead of the holiday stuff. I want to get way ahead of it. My holiday packs are going out real soon. RodaksCoffeeAndGrills.com. A pound of coffee, a bottle of hot sauce, and a container of barbecue spice rub all together as a Christmas gift. It's amazing. And then, of course, samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. If you're looking at what you're going to be doing for 2020, getting a great education, learning to be a machinist, high-performance engine builder, CNC machinist, motorsport EFI tuner, all of these things can be very helpful to you. Samtech.edu. Plus Drag Racing Edge and EV3 Drag Racing. I assure you, we're going to continue the show through the winter break because I just want to stay up on things myself. And, well, what better way to do that than to bring everybody in? We're going to hear from all the race winners. We're going to hear from all the champions. And by the time we finish that, it should probably be February. Plus, we'll hear from Alan Reinhardt next week as we catch up and get ready to rock and roll. All right, so here's the thing. The Auto Club Finals were exactly what everybody wanted them to be. A pressure cooker. The NHRA countdown and all playoff situations are a pressure cooker. And this one boiled over in a couple of different ways. First of all, for us to say, like, oh my gosh, we want to create a pressure cooker. We love for people to live up to pressure. And then when they boil over, get upset about it. That doesn't make a lot of sense. So rapid fire, Cam Foray, Steve Torrence, here we go. As we all know, it is Cam's right to stage however he wants to stage. He can do whatever he wants. But everybody gets to have their opinion on what he does. That's the whole thing. He gets to stage however he wants, and at the same time, everybody can formulate an opinion about whether it was good, whether it was bad. So I can tell you that there are a couple of different opinions on that. Then, of course, Steve Torrence is allowed to determine how he wants to react to that. And there are different opinions on that. This is not a cut and dry situation by any means. It's not cut and dry. I will be very happy to hear your opinions, joe@wforadio.com, and email. Here are mine. I hate mob mentality. It is one of my greatest fears in the world. You think about the Salem witch trials, and you think about all these different things that happened over the years across the country, across the world. Mob mentality. It's never a good thing. And I think what we're experiencing right now is a little bit of mob mentality. Certainly if you go on the Facebook, if you go on the social media, all of a sudden everybody's got a place to air their opinion and everybody's got an opinion. What everybody doesn't have is all the information. That's pretty important. You need all the information. Now, do I have all the information? I've got a lot of information. I don't have all the information, but I got a fair amount of information. I am fortunate. I have a personal relationship with both of the people involved. Are we best friends? We're not best friends. But Cam Foray and Don O'Neill, they do a podcast. I see them. We talk. I would say that I am in, you know, good position with both of them. Like, we get along. And whenever I see him, I say, what's up? And Cam comes on the Mellow Yellow Walking Tour interviews, and we're trying to make the kid into a star in the future, trying to give him all he needs to continue growing the sport of drag racing. That's my job, is to see a young kid from California and say, this kid is going to be a fan favorite down the road. Let's keep people interested and focused on what he's doing as best as I can. That's my job. And Steve Torrence, same situation, just further down the road. I can say I've interviewed Steve Torrence on WFO Radio 50 times, 30 times. I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot. And Steve has never said no to come on the show, even in the most controversial of moments. He's always come on. But let's face it, Steve Torrence wasn't always world champion Steve Torrence. Steve Torrence was just drag racer Steve Torrence for a while. And he came on the show then, and we shined a spotlight on Steve at that moment now. And so they had a moment of conflict. Now I'll give you my opinion of the moment of conflict, which is this. When it was happening, I was on the starting line. I was watching it go down. I did feel like Cam took a little long and then rolled deep. And I thought this thought, I really would rather Cam in that situation have played it straight, have staged the car, played it straight, gone out there, won or lost, and gone to the house. It's in his right to do whatever he wants to win. But is it the best thing to do? And that's a great debate. We can have our differences of opinion on that. And then I will bring up an analogy, like the lap down car at a NASCAR race or any kind of race. And the lap down car is, he's the last car on the lead lap, or maybe he's two laps down. I don't know. And here come the leaders, right? It's fully within his right to hold those leaders up as long as he can. He's totally allowed to do that. He is in the race just like they are. And you are not obligated to pull over. You can hold him up. But is it the best thing to do in the time, in the moment? Is it the best thing to do? And I don't think it is. I think, and this is taught or it's learned, we've seen it over the years flare up and down in NASCAR, that affording an additional level of respect to those that are in a championship fight with the hope that when you are in the championship fight at some time in your life, you too will be afforded that same professional respect. We see that in all kinds of situations in sports. I could create hundreds of analogies. We could spend a lot of time talking about it. There is a deference to people that have gotten themselves into a position where maybe they can win a championship, and there sometimes you do things in that situation. Give them respect. Give the situation respect. Cam elected He's going to do something tricky on the starting line, trying to get tricky. Is that right? There are a lot of people that I have spoken with that says it's in his full right to do whatever he can do at any moment to try to win the race. I come down on the side of deferring to the championship scenario and giving respect to the situation. Cam's going to get tricky and do some, a psych out move. Now, if Brittany wants to do it to Steve, they're both in the championship scenario. They can do whatever they want. Now, this is nuance. I have checked my fact with some people. Some drivers agree. Some drivers disagree. But this is what I think. So I would defer to the championship scenario, and I think that Cam should have just staged it up, ran the car, and got down the track. Who knows? Maybe Steve would have smoked the tires. Who knows? Maybe he would have red-lighted. Who knows? But, you know, getting tricky. In that moment, puts the spotlight on you. So Steve wins the race. Steve goes down there, does an interview with Amanda on the top end of the racetrack. He was annoyed. The people that I know and trust who are on the top end of the racetrack said Steve was irritated, but tried to control himself and gathered himself up. But then, as we all saw, after his interview, went over to confront or have a conversation with Cam. Now, some people said that Cam, you know, waved at him with a big smile on his face. That's secondhand stuff right there. So let's just pick it up from where Steve and Cam are holding hands on the top end. It should have just ended right there, right? We're buddies holding hands. It was a mistake for Steve to go over there. Here he is in a championship scenario. He's definitely on the chip. Whether he handled the pressure cooker situation of the NHRA countdown well or not, that's for everybody to decide. That's why we have this. We want to put people in uncomfortable positions. We want to see how they do under pressure. This is exactly what everybody who has been a critique of the NHRA for the last 10 years has been wanting. And what's amazing is the mob mentality. The second you get it, you don't like it. We want the drivers to show their emotions. We want the drivers to be real people. We don't like corporate overlords controlling the drivers and what they say. We wish it was like it was back in the day. Okay, here it is. No, we hate it. It's terrible. I can't believe it. It's physical assault. Extreme negative reaction. But I digress. So they're having a conversation. And then Steve obviously snaps and shoves his face. He should not shove the guy's face. Physical contact is never acceptable. When Joey Logano did this with Denny Hamlin a few weeks ago, and what was Joey's incident, his shove was not as intense as Steve's shove, but then the aftermath, the brouhaha, if you will, was way worse. One of Joey's crew guys came and grabbed Denny Hamlin and horse collared him and whipped him down and smashed him into the ground. A lot of different stuff went down. May I point out, there were penalties and such, but nobody's on-track outcome was altered because of it. And that's my point, which we'll get to momentarily. Shoves Cam's face. Cam comes at him. They're separated by the crews and they move on. Steve should have never gone over there because he has got everything to lose and Cam has nothing to lose. And no offense to Cam, but Steve elevated Cam in that moment, right? Steve walks away. No one thinks about Cam Foray ever again, or at least until next year when he goes out there and finds a sponsor and wins a race and has a great career. Then they will. But Steve goes over there and extends the moment. And Steve does the shove. Why did Steve shove Cam Foray? Because Cam staged the way he did? Does Cam not have any role in this thing at that point? The people that I know, I have done some research, and I think that there was probably something said that was a trigger to Steve Torrence. What was that? What was said? What was said that triggered Steve? Do you know what was said? Of course you don't know what was said. Nobody knows what was said. A couple people know. A couple people that were right there know. I have been told a couple of things. That if is in fact the case, then I can understand why Steve got triggered. Triggered. So then everyone is at home on their Facebook page and they don't know any of this information. They are just basing their public opinion and participating in the mob mentality on incomplete information. That's not good. Not good. The most embarrassing thing out of all of this is the reaction. We are a sport that celebrates Ed the Ace McCullough. What is he known for? Punching people. Back in the day. That's his rep. And we love it because we know he's outgrown it and the whole thing. But Ace is a hero. He's a legend. I saw him on the walking tour. We had a great moment. He's a wonderful person. There were some times he made some bad decisions. Steve Torrence clearly made a bad decision. But all of a sudden, the mob mentality fans are going to freak out. No, you got to take the championship away. Yeah, right. When I hear people say that we should take the championship away from every one of those Capco team employees, right? Get their bonus. Yeah, you won 9 races. You're no longer a champion because in 0.2 seconds, your driver lost his cool in a pre-designed pressure cooker. We designed it specifically to make people lose their cool. Make it as intense as possible. And when it is, the people at home are going to scream that the championship should be taken away. So I think it's ridiculous. The long road to this moment is, I think it's a little ridiculous. What should the penalty be? I don't know. Maybe no penalty. Cam's okay. We certainly don't want that kind of behavior, but really, we do want that kind of behavior. But really, that's what people have been asking for. The exact same fans who have been out there on a regular basis talking about how the drivers are boring, talking about how nobody shows their emotion, talking about how we don't have any genuine rivalries, talking about how they liked it better in the old days. Guess what? You got it. And the same people all flip-flopped en masse. No, we don't like it. Which I think is hypocritical and wrong. If you don't have all the information, you cannot make an educated opinion. If that is like, if all I'm asking for people to agree is to that, you can have an opinion. It's not going to be an educated opinion. It's not going to be a well-formed opinion. You're allowed to go on Facebook and say whatever you want. You can write a letter to NHRA's corporate office and say whatever you want. Do you really know what you're talking about? No, you don't. You can react any way you want to react. It's kind of one of the big problems we have in the world today is that everybody's reacting and not spending enough time learning about what's going on. So here you got two racers. Steve felt a little disrespected, and I can understand it. Cam felt like he was just doing what he had to do in the moment, and I can understand it. They got to talking at the top end of the racetrack face to face. They just got out of 2 nitro cars. Cam said something to Steve. Steve didn't like the way it came across. Steve shoved his face. Cam came at him. They were separated. So what? We're now in a place where we need some sort of serious punishment for that. Supposedly, everybody is against the politically correct culture. Supposedly, everybody thinks that we should go back to the days of Americans being tough and being able to handle their business. And yet, so many people whining and crying for some sort of intervention by the sanctioning body to take away the championship. How ridiculous. But here's the kicker. It is my opinion that the exact same people, the exact same ones, that are demanding the championship be taken away, the second that that became the reality and the championship was taken away and maybe Brittany Force won the championship because, you know, hindsight is 2020 and it would have been Doug Coletta and so people would have been Doug. Do you think Doug wants his first championship to be one that was awarded to him by NHRA because they are kicking Steve Torrence out? I don't think so. My opinion. We'd have to ask Doug. But if it was Brittany Force, all the same people would be like, oh, can you believe the NHRA just gave Brittany Force the championship? That's exactly what would happen in mob mentality America, where everybody goes on their Facebook page and spews an opinion without knowing what's going on. I'm not saying I have all the information, but I have more information than a lot of people. because it was my pet project to go to this one and to that one and to this one and to that one. And what happened? And what did you see? Play amateur detective. It was fun. So all in all, like, what's the end? What's the deal? Good thing or bad thing? On our Ignition show, which we'll also go through the offseason, we'll have a lot of fun. That's where we talk about aliens and stuff. When Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin had their dust-up, I predicted this. It's back in the archive. Do I want this in the NHRA? Do I want it? Would it be good? Would it be good for us? Is it a good thing? And it depends on your attitude. It's not a good thing if you want everybody to get along, because clearly this is not getting along. This is a moment of controversy and a bit of friction among two young drivers. One is a champion and one hopes to be a champion. One hopes to be on the tour on a regular basis and doing all he can. Physical confrontations, I choose to try to avoid them as best as I can. If I was Steve, I would not have gone over there. But I'm not. Steve's his own man. He did his own thing. You know, maybe he's still learning. You don't have to fight every single fight. You don't have to fight every single fight. You can walk away from fights. Maybe he's still learning that. You know, he's not as old as I am. Doesn't have all the wisdom that I've earned over the years. Or maybe I'll make a mistake too, you know? Who knows? Everybody can say they would do something in a certain situation. I know the people who have posted a lot of these comments. I see the comments. Some of them are my friends. I'm like, man, that's not... You would be the first person on top of that guy. It's not like he hit him with a right cross and then De Niro stomped him out. If some wicked, violent stuff happened like that, this was a face shove. Cam is okay. Think about the event that launched the Daytona 500 in NASCAR into common popularity. They celebrated the fight between Cale Yarborough and Donnie and Bobby Allison. It's a celebrated part of NASCAR history from 1979. There was snow all around the country, and everybody was forced to watch television, and Daytona was on for the very first time, and they were all watching, and then they saw it, and they realized, man, people care about this stuff. I care, too. And NASCAR became a very successful billion-dollar industry. How many times have these things been celebrated in the past? And all of a sudden, we can't handle it. We want mommy. NHRA, mommy NHRA to go in and change the points and take the championship away from every one of those Capco guys that aren't rich. Sorry, Capco guys, you lose your bonus money. You're no longer a champion, even though you won 9 races and you know, won the countdown because your driver lost his cool for 0.2 seconds. And was provoked. What was said? I don't know what was said. But clearly something was said. Was provoked and snapped. So here's what I think should happen. Nothing. I think we should move on and accept the fact that more people were buzzing about NHRA drag racing this past weekend than a long, long time. The Greg Anderson, Erica Enders deal. That was fantastic. People were spun up about it. People were angry about it. You know, Greg Anderson, because I don't know. He's, you know, that Greg Anderson. It was the best thing that could have ever happened to Erica Enders because her championship is now stamped in the minds of people forever, and she defeated him. But the moral is you can't ask your drivers to be interesting and emotional and to do stuff. And then when they do it, tear them down for it. And that's the confusing place that we're in right now. What do we do? NHRA is getting destroyed on various internet. You know, I keep saying Facebook because that's where everybody goes. Those guys out there, they got names, the keyboard jockeys, whatever, keyboard crew chiefs. People who sit home and do not have all the information and create extreme opinions to the contrary. Whatever it is. If we do this, they're going to say that. If we do that, they're going to say this. And it's never going to be right. If the sanctioning body had reached in and taken away the championship, there is no way those guys would have been, yeah, that's great. They would have freaked out just the opposite. It's a search for relevance, reaching out onto the Facebook. What was the right thing to do? The right thing to do, like, man, maybe, you know, I'll wait to see what NHRA does. You do want to discourage that behavior, physical contact. And I think that is all very interesting. So there it is, bottom line. Steve Torrence, world champion, Capco team, in the midst of incredible three-season dominance. Steve Torrence, his career arc is very, very similar and interesting to some drivers in other sports that are very well known and went on to be very well liked. You come in, you're brash, you rub people the wrong way, you win a lot, you dominate. Moments happen, you rub people the wrong way. But it doesn't make you any less a champ. Steve's a champ. Doug Coletta, great job, awesome job, won the race. Love Doug. Just wasn't in the cards this year. Last week on the show, we talked about Billy beating Steve in a final round. St. Louis, I guess. We talked about Richie Crampton. We did not talk about, Jason Galvin actually mentioned it, Richie Crampton beating Doug in the final round out there in Reading. Think about that. Just opportunities all throughout the countdown to go back and collect points in the what should have been, what might have been moment. But the Capco team gave up a 600-point lead. They participated in the countdown that NHRA created that's designed to generate a pressure cooker scenario to test people's mettle and abilities. And when the dust settled, they had the points lead. Funny car, Robert Height. The burnout, there's all kinds of controversy. So a lot of people were very spun up that Robert got out of the car and just left it there as a way of avoiding having to go down the racetrack and avoiding any kind of cross the center line penalty to lose points. First of all, that rule got to go. That rule got to go. Hashtag that rule got to go. It was not productive. Where did that rule come from? That was the John Force's crossing the center line 2 years ago rule. And everybody got spun up. And so we got that rule now where when Robert won second round, he was not the semifinal round. He was not the champion. In the past, we would have been like, celebration, he's the champ, and it would have been done right there. No, now he did not get to go down the racetrack, or, you know, had to be concerned with going down the racetrack. Speaking of things we want to disincentivize, that being concerned going down the racetrack. So he does a super long burnout and leaned it out, and the car shut off, and that was that. Do you believe Robert Height? Do you believe that he's not the kind of person that would leave his car stranded out there at the 8th mile mark for Jack Beckman to try to slide on by? It's up to you. I don't know. What kind of person are you? I believe him. I believe him, and I have done extensive research to find out, to talk to people. It was not part of the plan. Jimmy Prock knew nothing about it. Jimmy told me on the starting line, I came up here to race. Yeah, I don't know what that was. Robert was going to do a long burnout. He was going to back up. The fuel moved forward, leaned it out, shut the car off. That's that. I think if Robert didn't want to go down the racetrack to avoid a potential points penalty, he could have come up with another way to do it. He could have just done a burnout all the way down the track and turned off the top end, and that would have been it. Champion. Got there faster. There was 100 ways to do it. Just sit on the starting line. But that rule has got to go. That rule got to go. So there's that. Congratulations to Robert Height as champion and Jack Beckman as the race winner. Great show, guys. Great show. Erica was unflappable. Amazing. The final round at Indy charged her up, and she went into the countdown and did a great job. And the run first round against Greg Anderson was epic. And then Andrew Hines. Oh, my goodness. A championship coronation. It was over. Which you may recall, we talked about putting names on trophies a week ago. Championship coronations. And I'm very uncomfortable. Tempting. I use the word cosmic forces. I use the word racing gods. Just different names to personify the energy out there that goes against what you want to do. Murphy's Law. If you say, put Andrew Hines' name on the trophy, whatever it is out there in the cosmic forces is going to say, oh, yeah, what? What? Oh, let's show you what can happen. Let's show you some of the things that can happen. Andrew backs out on the starting line. It's something that he does. Some drivers do it. Riders do it. Right as they get ready to go, they pull back a little bit. And he backed out of the beams and red-lighted one something. That's it. He had done it earlier this year. And it was a gut-wrenching moment for him. Spoke with him at length. Gut-wrenching moment. In fact, it occurs to me that we can play the Media Center audio of all of these things. And perhaps we will later on in the week. This is just me checking in with everybody. Gianna Salinas goes out there, goes to the final round. It's going up against Jerry Savoie. Jerry's just got to beat Gianna, which should be pretty easy to win the race, right? And the racing gods are like, ah, you've suffered enough. And something goes wrong in Jerry's bike. And Gianna wins her first race, and Andrew is the champ, and all is right with the world. You know, deserve to win the championship. Well, he definitely deserved to win the regular season. He had a career year. 8 race wins. Pro bike battle. He's got 56 total, surpassed 50. Yeah, this is a year that you would win the championship. But those racing gods, man, they're mean. Yeah, we're going to make you suffer right till the very end. Right to the very end. And I saw Mike Mullaney out there on the starting line. What a great guy, Mike Mullaney. Keeping the team pumped up, keeping everybody's energy high. It wasn't over till it's over, like Yogi Berra says. And it wasn't over. In the semifinals, he was like, it's still alive. There's still hope. It was real good. Proud of him. And there you have it. So Gianna wins her first race. Andrew wins the championship. In pro stock, Jed Coughlin wins the race. Erica wins the championship. 1 and 2, Elite Motorsports. Jack Beckman wins in Funny Car. Robert Height wins the championship. And in Top Fuel, Steve Torrence wins the championship. And Doug Coletta wins the race. NHRA 2019 has concluded on the ultimate high note. People buzzing, people talking, great racing, unbelievable world records out there in Vegas. Couldn't have gotten much better. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this just, quick hit review. Your opinions, I'm eager to know them. I want to know. Joe@WFOradio.com. But I think within sport, we have already gone down this road that slight physical altercations, we look away. We accept it as an after effect of putting people in very uncomfortable, pressurized situations. All right, everybody, that's going to do it. Just my thoughts, wanted to get in on it. Hopefully you agree, disagree, or otherwise. Joe@WFOradio.com. All right, everybody, that's going to do it. My thoughts, I just wanted to get in on it, baby. I just want to get in on it. There's so many stories about the award ceremony and the banquet, the final race, and all the fun and all the everything that was happening. It was incredible. Plus, we're going to catch up with the champions. We're going to hear from Sean Bellamere and Megan Meyer. We're going to hear from Ali Dahl. We're going to hear from Frank Aragona in the Lucas Oil Series. We're going to hear from everybody, top to bottom. Vic Penrod. We're going to hear from everybody over the course of the winter break. We are going to follow up with the race winners. You're going to hear from Doug Coletta. We got to give everybody a little bit of a break, though. Jack Beckman. Jed Coughlin, Erica Enders. They're all going to be on the show. Gianna Salinas will be on as a winner for the very first time. Alan Reinhart will give us his thoughts and perspective. That is all coming up. Meanwhile, the archive is wide open. The Ignition Show, Kyle Busch, NASCAR champion, right here at the final season finale at Homestead Miami Speedway. I missed that, but had a great time at it. And NHRA 2019, really great. Very successful season. All right, that's all I got. Out of material. See you next time. Big thanks. TotalSeal.com. MagicDryUS.com. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. SamTech.edu. Drag Racing Edge and EV3 Drag Racing. Thanks a lot, everybody. WFO. We'll see you next week.
WFO!
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.
I love WFO radio.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking gourmet coffee, we're talking hot sauces, we're talking spice rubs, we're talking everything good at RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak, been doing it since the 70s, figured out that life is better with great coffee, and oh, he's so right. 817-924-6821. Call Marvin. He'll roast up some coffee fresh for you. Throw in some hot sauce, some spice rub, and you will be loving it. Hit them up, RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Hey, engine builders. Total Seal Piston Rings are the leader in ring seal technology, and they go out of their way to help their customers and will make custom sets for any specific piston you might have. Customer service, top-notch. Made in America? Absolutely. They're located in Phoenix, Arizona, and they've got everything it takes to develop the world's best piston rings. Give them a call at 800-874-2753 or go to TotalSeal.com.
Hey, this is Scott Palmer, driver of the NHRA Cat Spot Litter Top Fuel Dragster. Do you have a cat? Go to CatSpotLitter.com, order it today. All natural product, made out of coconuts, 100% biodegradable. All you NHRA fan, cat owners, support our team. Go to CatSpotLitter.com.
Attention adrenaline junkies, Frank Hawley's Dragster Adventure is calling you. Rides available for the 2020 season. Go to frankhawley.com. They're coming to a track near you. It makes a great gift, and you know the holidays are coming, whether it be licensing for Super Comp, Super Gas, all the way up to Top Alcohol, they can do it. But if you're a drag racing fan, and you've always imagined what it might be like to drive a dragster to accelerate 0 to 60 in 3 seconds and run 10s in the quarter mile, give them a call. 866-480-7223, frankhawley.com, the Dragster Adventure, and tell them you heard it on WFO.
Start your education at full speed with the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Accelerate your career as a high-performance engine builder with classroom instruction and practical hands-on experience in the lab, on the dyno, and at the track. In addition to the block, head, and CNC programs, SAM now offers motorsport EFI tuning and an Associates of Applied Science degree. And SAM is a military-friendly school, approved to train veterans and other eligible persons under the GI Bill. Start your education at full speed. Go to samtech.edu today.
Subscribe to WFO Radio on iTunes. Never miss a show. And don't forget to write a review. WFO.
This is WFO Radio.